to Bart, who's calling us from Eatonville. Are you
Hello?
There, Bart? Hello, is this Bart?
Yes. Yes, it is, Dr. Wright.
What's on your mind, sir?
Honored to speak with you today. I saw you speak, gosh, it's probably been 12 years ago at Marlene's in Federal Way.
Well, I'm still around 12 years later, and so are you, sir.
Yeah,
so.
You are.
There you go.
I know some of your history real quick. I know you got a short amount of time. I provide stress reduction with biofeedback, and there are signatures that show up on this process. The person that I wanted to ask you about has had a history, and that was a diagnosis after 3 misdiagnoses of a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This was 15 years ago. She went for traditional treatment, had chemo radiation for a year. She was stage 4 and nearly didn't make it. But she survived, and she's been impeccable about her diet and many things, organic, no drugs. And she seems to suffer with just about every little virus or cold or whatever that comes along. But it was initially a 16 centimeter tumor that was wrapped around the superior vena cava that was detected, and they had to do emergency radiation to shrink it because it wasn't allowing the blood to drain back.
Okay, what's the question, sir?
And yes, so the question is, what I see is a lot of signatures around immune and also some lymphatic. Funny you were just saying that, but they had to give her a cocktail because after the radiation, they couldn't type it.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you consider for someone suffering?
Okay. One, I'd definitely recommend that she and you might consider Dr. Lamson at our clinic. He's former professor in Tukwila. He's former professor of oncology. That's cancer, of course, at Bastyr University.
Yes.
He has just been out lecturing on how to survive a long time after your cancer treatment. I am not kidding you, sir. That has been the subject of his lectures at professional meetings. These are meetings of naturopaths and MDs and DOs. How to survive a long time after your cancer treatment. So I'd suggest consideration of checking with Dr. Lamson. Now, to get to some practical things you can do, the 3 things that are most helpful at getting that immune system back in line are none of them are things that are going to give anybody cancer or mess with their cancer treatment or anything like that. Vitamin A, vitamin D, and zinc. Zinc is the mineral that's absolutely essential for the health of the thymus gland. That thymus gland, as you know, is the master control for the immune system. And when people take vitamins A and D in sufficient doses, they usually quit getting as many infections. It's usually, for a non-pregnant adult, 50,000 units of vitamin A and 5,000 units of vitamin D, and then 30 milligrams of zinc. So that's a quick summary, but I'd check with the doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, like Dr. Lamson.
And did you say he was in Seattle or in your clinic?
Tukwila. Tukwila, sir. That's where our clinic is.
Tukwila.
There you go.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. And thank you for calling.